Well, here we are for our final period of practice here at Ladd Peebles Stadium. The South team in a red zone 11-on-11 drill. We have the offense led by quarterback Blake Sims as they break the huddle and approach the line of scrimmage. Tony, let's focus on quarterback Blake Sims and his play here on this rep.
It's been very erratic. I mean, he's done nothing to prove to me anyway that he's going to be quarterback at the next level. He makes his receivers work too hard for the ball. Ball comes out of his hands funny. Sometimes doesn't put the proper touch on passes. Hopefully this works out for him. It's a handoff up the middle. So he didn't make any mistakes on that play, but which is a good thing. But I'm just not sold on Sims being quarterback in the NFL.
He gets a plus there as he hands it off to Cameron Artis Payne, who's tackled by Ohio State linebacker Curtis Grant, who's here as a replacement player this week. Let's focus here. We'll stay on the offensive side of the football. Let's go with Miami tight end Clive Walford there with the half shirt look, as he has had a good week this week. He's shown his ability as a blocker and as a pass catcher.
Yeah, I think he's gotten better. He was nondescript on Tuesday. He was very good yesterday. I think he's been very good today in drills. He's made several nice plays. It'll be interesting to see where he ends up in the draft, and I think a lot depends on how fast he runs at the 40 time. But he can play. He does the little things well. So we'll watch this play with Blake Sims at the quarterback slot.
So the ball doesn't go his way, but you see the ability to kind of explode out of that break there and create some separation. Where do you think Walford ranks in this tight end group?
Yeah, well, not only that is the way he used his hands to get off defenders. You know, I think he's in that second tier of tight ends. He's not really a dominant blocker. He's a good blocker. He's not a downfield threat, but he sees the open seam in the middle of the field and he gets there and catches the ball. I think, you know, I've heard second, third round. I think he's more of a fourth, fifth round guy who's going to be a very good number two tight end at the next level. You know, when Jimmy Graham played here, he was dominant and he went in the fourth round. And Clive Walford, I don't think, is the same sort of athlete that Graham was.
All right, let's quickly get into the left slot receiver. We've got Kansas State wide out Tyler Lockett there in the slot as the snap goes over quarterback Blake Sims' head, and it's a broken play as he runs to the side. We've seen Tyler Lockett make some plays all week. You see him there again, number 22 there from Kansas State. What do you think of Lockett and his ultimate draft value right now?
He's got speed, and, you know, you can't coach speed. And some team is going who needs a speed receiver, needs a DeSean Jackson type of player, as the Eagles had so much success with, is going to probably overdraft him in the second or third round. He's a guy that when he comes on the field, opposing defensive backs are just going to have to step back 5 yards because he is so explosive. And he's done a good job catching the ball here. Plus, he brings the return skills as well. Listen, the last Kansas State guy that came here that was that small was somebody by the name of Darren Sproles about 10 years ago. And look how he's done in the NFL.
Yeah, Eagles fans are well aware of Sproles' abilities. As we go to the bottom of the screen here, number 15, Desmond Lewis. I think he's had a pretty quietly he's had a pretty good week.
He has, and it was a poor pass by Bennett because he had a half a step on Gunther, the cornerback, and Bennett didn't put air under the ball or really give the receiver a chance to catch the ball as he has to do, as we spoke about before, prior in the earlier drills. Lewis is a tall, thin guy. He's more of a possession guy. He shows some run-after-the-catch skill. He's also done some punt returning productively at Central Arkansas. I think he's had a good week here. Again, I hate to be redundant. Got to see how fast he runs or how well he does at the Combine 40 because he is at the receiver position.
We stay on Lewis here as he looks like he's going to be used as a blocker at the top of the screen there on safety Anthony Jefferson. For these receivers that are coming from these small schools, we've got a number of them here this week. Has there been one, Tony, that stood out to you above the rest? Donatella Luckett from Harding.
Luckett really hasn't stood out in any way. I think Desmond Lewis hasn't made that many mistakes. He's made some good plays. He hasn't let that many passes slip through his hands, where Luckett, when I've watched him, has dropped a lot of catchable throws, which you cannot do at the receiver position, never mind being a receiver from a small school.
We've got Luckett here at the bottom of the screen, number 16. Again, he's from Harding. That triple option offense was a big play threat for them, as we see him as a blocker, something he was very accustomed to doing in that offense.
Doesn't have a large build. He looks like he's a smallish type of receiver, maybe better off at the slot at the next level. He's quick. He's got some return skills, and that's really what will be his make or break at the next level.
All right, let's focus here on quarterback Brian Bennett, a late add. Was added to the roster here with Nick Marshall, transitioned to the cornerback position. Bennett, number 13, played for Chip Kelly at Oregon, transferred to Southeast Louisiana after Marcus Mariota won the job there. Let's focus on Bennett here and what he does in this rep. Nice size kid with a good arm, so has some athleticism. Very interesting prospect here. So it looks like he's handing the ball off to Jalston Fowler. But Bennett, what have you seen from Bennett so far?
Yeah, I mean, he's tall. I think his arm is adequate. It's not great. I think he's more of an underneath timing type passer. That's what he showed on film at Southeastern Louisiana. Very effective rolling outside the pocket to make the throw on the move, which is the type of offense I think he's going to have to play in as opposed to a conventional pocket passer setup.
All right, so that's going to do it. Our final drill here of Senior Bowl practice week. Stay tuned for more as we preview the game, which takes place on Saturday afternoon here at Ladd People Stadium. Tune in for more on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.